Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hi, guy. Happy day.
Very matter of fact.
Monotone.
All right, rock and roll, y'all. We've got, you know what's cool about this podcast is that we share what's working in this particular gym. We share what's working with our clients, and you get to use it and win, yep. Period. So we were just talking about a couple things about, you know, some changes we've made over the last kind of year and a half and the big results it's made. And I'm here to share those with you guys real fast. It's nothing crazy, mm-hmm. but it's absolutely something that you're going to want to do. And the other thing about changes in your gym, policy changes, equipment changes, class schedules changes, coaches changing, clients go berserk, right? They don't like change.
Yeah.
Even if it's for the better.
You can give them more sessions and charge them less and someone's quitting.
They're going to say, oh, you know, So you just got to realize that any change brings unrest because you're changing something. I mean, your clients like routine, just like you like routine. And so before I get too deep into this, there's times where you can make big changes all at the same time. And that's what I would recommend, is just not making one change every couple months and then, you know, tipping the apple cart over every single couple months and losing people. If you're going to do something like a price increase or a policy change or a membership change or something, just do it all at once. Rip the Band-Aid off, because the fear is I'm going to lose clients and people are going to go berserk. It's never what you think.
It's never as bad as you think.
You build this up in your head that this is going to be, everybody's going to, you know, throw Molotov cocktails in the door because they're pissed, right? They're going to be a riot. You'll be surprised. I'll give you a quick, what is it? 7% loss on global price raises. So all of the price raises we've done with gyms, it's like the most, or the average loss is 7% of the clientele.
Nice.
Especially when you're increasing your pricing by 30, 40, 50% and you only lose 7. Like, that's a huge win.
Massive win.
And one of those things is data, right? Everything we do is we kind of back it up with data, you know. We've done split tests, A and B split tests, based on like going back in the day. I mean, there was a episode that, do we go straight to appointment in person? Do we put a call in front of that?
Yeah,
and we did a straight test. We put a big budget behind both, and which one resulted in that's the one we did. And obviously for us, it was straight to an appointment. But over the last couple of years, when you get to a point where you're kind of a mature gym, there's not a whole lot of things you can do unless you globally do something bigger that you double the price, or if you know what I mean. So what we're going to share with you guys real quick is just a couple changes we've done and the results it's left us with, right?
Yeah.
So we've shared a lot of this stuff already, but the first thing we're going to share is simplification of memberships.
You know,
we had twice a week, three times a week unlimited. We had once a week, twice a week, three times a week, as far as frequency goes. And we took it all the way down to an A and a B. An A and a B option, they're both unlimited, and really the only difference between the two is the term. Do you want to commit to a year? We give you a better rate, or you don't commit to a year and you pay higher, but it has more flexibility. And for us, that's been a game changer because there's no confusion.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that, or this, that, you know. So Zach came in a couple months back. He's like, you know what? One of the things that we've done here that we didn't even realize is we made it so simple that there's no confusion. So all of our policies that we're going to share with you, all of the membership options, there's just like, it's A or B.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that could be construed as something else, right? Oh, well, I thought I could cancel this one early. Nope, that was this one. There was an A or a B, you chose this one. Of course, we have everything documented and written in contracts and stuff. So that was the first thing we did. It makes our closing percentages higher. I can't give you an exact number. I wish I had that data in front of me, but there's not a lot of, I got to think about it anymore.
There's one thing that goes with that too, is when you don't have a lot of options to offer, you're also very particular about who you're offering them to, right? You guys know your client very well. You've developed that kind of data over the years. You know what's right for them from a service standpoint and things like that. And you guys have eliminated some of the options that have kind of fallen off the belief over the years. I mean, even when getting rid of large group and just solidifying in the semi-private, right? We're not looking for large group, you know, clients. We're looking for the people who align with what you have to offer. And so I think that's a big benefit too in the simplification is we're not casting a massive wide net trying to service anybody that's, you know, looking for a gym. You've got a very specific target also.
And in the way back, we got rid of one time a week because our belief was nobody's getting results with one time a week. Yeah, it was the cheapest option. And we did sign people up on that. But then we found over the time, like, they weren't getting results and they would leave.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we even doing here? Just to appease that clientele?
Either or they to make a couple bucks for a couple months while they're there, not getting an actual result. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. Not worth it. Yeah. Not worth it. The second change we've made, and I could tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, our freezes here, like in Arizona and Scottsdale, in this affluent area that we're in, people leave. And I don't blame them. They leave. And again, this is our 15th summer in business. And the freezes that we would endure would close a lot of gyms.
Oh, easily.
A lot of micro gyms.
You lose a third of your clientele.
Yeah, we lose about 30%. And at some of our peak times, we were like over $19,000 in holds and freezes.
Per month.
Yeah, per month. And that would happen all like over the summer and at some point, you know, like it averages around 16 or whatever. But long story short is we made some changes when we went to an AB where in the annual membership, you don't pay an enrollment fee. However, you may not freeze your account. We got rid of freezes for that one. Why would somebody do that one versus another one? Well, they get it also a discount. Well, I mean, that's our best rate, right?
Sure.
Like they pay a smaller rate than the open-ended membership. So really the options are annual, no enrollment fee, pay a lower rate, you can't freeze. The open-ended one, you pay an enrollment fee. For us, it's $500. For a lot of other gyms, it might be $299, $399, or $99. Doesn't matter. But you can cancel and freeze and do whatever the hell you want with that one. But they pay a 30% more per month, per week, per month, per year. It's all the same. So for a 30% discount, you just agree not to freeze your membership. And so it's starting to play out now. We're in the summer months, and people, like really early in May, they start putting their accounts on freeze. Just as Arizona gets hot, I mean, as soon as it hits 90 degrees, you see the taillights heading out of town, which, look, I don't blame anybody. Yeah. It's hot as heck here. You know, you got snakes and scorpions and centipedes and all kinds of weird stuff. It's like, let me get back to the nicer weather. So they take off, and I get it. But we're already looking. We're kind of forecasting. The max is going to be around 6,000. So 16,000 or 19,000 down to 6,000, that's $13,000 savings. For us, it's collecting 13 grand more each four months because it goes all the way into about October, end of September, October. So by doing that, we identified the problem and we put policies in place to fix that. Right. And it seemed like a benefit to the consumer, because here's what we did. We said, you know, Jim, we said, in lieu of raising rates, here's what we propose. And we had people thanking us.
Sure.
Here's what we propose. We just don't allow you to freeze, but we give you a better rate. Like, this is our proposal. We were already going to do it. Want to let them know what we're thinking about doing.
Yeah.
And we said, thank you for not raising our rates. We're happy to do that, because so it was, we turned it into their benefit.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's built to grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Yeah, and that's a big thing about policy changes no matter what, right? At the end of the day, your client does not care about the business making more money,
right,
or them having to pay more. There's no benefit to them in that frame. But there are with those policy changes, there are things that change with it that do impact them in another way, right? Like even the freedom of the choice to have the left and right option. That's putting it back into their, in a, at more of like a benefit in their eyes, as opposed to just this global price increase that hits them and it's a take it or leave it. You know what I mean? Now they're like, oh, I've got a little control in a situation I might not like at all, but considering the fact that something's going to happen, at least I have the option of picking my outcome. And so anytime that you make policy changes, make sure that it's, you're doing some type of framing in the client's benefit, because otherwise you can expect a higher percentage of them to throw their hands up and not, have a few choice words.
Yeah, you nailed it right there, because that was our option. That was one of the options on the table. Do we raise the rates on everybody? Like, we could. I mean, we did in some aspects.
Yeah.
By getting rid of all the lower ones, we did raise the rates, technically.
You brought up your average.
Mm-hmm. Brought the average up, and we didn't even offer it anymore. So, like, people had to move into the unlimited. It was A or B.
Yeah, but even at that, so let's just use that for an example, right? How do you paint that in the client's benefit? We're getting rid of 1, 2, and 3 time per week options. Everybody's going to unlimited. With a price increase maybe to unlimited from one of those other prior options, to them would come across like a pain point. But when you're saying, oh, but now you have unlimited access, you're masking all of that kind of pain with the pleasure of the unlimited offer, yep. Right? So it's just choosing your words selectively and making sure that you're framing it from what your client wants to hear, not just what you need to make happen for the business.
Yeah, you really nailed that. That's the key, right? Nobody cares about the business.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the best case scenario is a win-win.
Yeah.
Like it is, and it really was a win-win for a lot of clients.
And that's the truth, but you have to kind of show them that. You know what I mean? You have to kind of paint the picture for them so that they can accept that they get the win in there somewhere, as opposed to just, oh, my price is going up. What the hell?
Yep.
You know? So.
And so another thing that we just did, the third thing that we did, that we want to reduce friction for people doing business with us. We want to make it easy as possible from how they book their appointments, to how they pay and everything else in between. We want to make it super simple. So we looked at our model and we looked at how we train our clients and we looked at the delivery systems and we said, does it really hurt us if somebody shows up in our gym last minute? Do we have the ability, or is that going to break all the systems?
Sure.
And fortunately for us, we've attacked this from a million different angles. And in our current system right now, it does not affect us one bit. And it doesn't affect us if somebody cancels early, because we have a coach here already. We're going to be training four, five, or six people regardless of that hour. Does somebody falling off the schedule at the last minute really affect our business? The answer was no.
Sure.
It still is no. And for a lot of gyms, it does affect you because you don't have a busy, so you don't want to have a coach sitting there. So in our situation, we said, well, let's make this life as easy as possible. Do business with us. So we allow people to book or cancel within 60 minutes of their session. And one thing to be clear, this is personal training with custom programming. This isn't large group training where somebody can jump in and out of a boot camp. That absolutely doesn't affect you because you're all doing the same thing. But we've fixed our delivery systems and our systems internally to be able to take on any client at any time with custom programming through our software, through the coaches being trained. It doesn't affect us.
Yeah.
So we allowed clients to do that, and it's made the world of difference. Now, here's the kicker. If you don't cancel your appointment 61 minutes or more before that session starts and you don't show up, you get a bill. And I don't know how much we've made. I asked Zach before. He hasn't got back to me. But listen, it's going to be in the thousands of dollars over the year, because we train anywhere from 85 clients to 125 to 130 clients a day, sessions a day. And some percentage don't show, like, and there's going to be a fee on top of each one of those. And yeah, it adds up, and that's not our goal, but there needs to be some repercussions or it'll continue to happen all the time.
And that goes back to, it's not just the business's eyes, right? Oh, the client gets hit with that fee. They complain. They're all upset. You know, I forgot. I didn't do whatever it is. But then you got to remind them, like, half of our job is keeping you accountable and making sure that you're showing up for your sessions. If we aren't doing that, we're not doing our job. You don't have the ability to get the results when you're not in our gym.
Yeah.
And you just, you turn it on its head, and the really, sting has to, it has to be there for somebody to really truly value that time that they're reserving. And they, you know what I mean? Following through with that.
Yeah. And we've given them no excuse not to be able to do it. Cause it's 61 minutes. It's 60 minutes. I think, I don't know if on the hour, if it changes, sure. I don't know the 30 seconds there, but the point is they can go on their app and they click a button. That's it. They don't have to call anybody. They don't have to shoot an email or text message. Like, it's in their hand. Like, there is no more excuse. Mm-hmm. So when you explain that, like, really we don't get any arguments.
Yeah.
We don't get any arguments. And going back to the annual membership and not having an enrollment fee, we have a cancellation fee on the back end of that thing. So if they do want to cancel early, we'll absolutely let them for this fee. And we have people that end up wanting to cancel before their year is up. In the past, it was a battle.
Yeah.
Now they're like, hey, hit me with that fee that we talked about because X, Y, and Z, I'm not gonna be able to make it anymore. Whatever. There's a million reasons why people cancel, but we're not getting any arguments.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, hey, I need to update my card. So when you hit me with that fee that I, you know what I mean? So they know what's coming.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess the point of this podcast is like, hey, what are all the little things that you just don't like in your business? Put them all on paper. For us, it was clients not canceling or whatever time we had it. Like at one point we had a 16 hours and 12 hours and 6 hours and 4 hours. And we just need a couple hours. We just got rid of all that. The AB option, we got rid of all of that. The freeze was a big one. I mean, hell, we're going to bill $50,000+ more this summer than last summer. Collect.
That's huge.
Because we got rid of the freezes on that one membership. Like all of these things add up. I mean, they're base hits, right? And there's like little tweaks and things. And so, I mean, as a gym owner listening to this, if I was a younger gym owner and I'm just not happy with certain things in my gym, I'm going to write all those things down.
Yeah.
What can I do? What policies can we make? You know, so it seems like a win-win that we can change and then do all of them at the same time. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For us, we did a rebrand. It was the perfect opportunity. For others, there's somebody in our Iron Circle who was talking about this yesterday or last week. It was they're moving locations. Another great time to do it. Hell, going into a new year or some other anniversary of your gym, there's all reasons. You know, you can make up a reason. Rebrand, rechange, whatever it is.
It could be your birthday. It could be an anniversary, the gym's anniversary. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons. Yeah. But be careful when you do also, you know what I mean? Like we've talked about timing from the other end of the spectrum. When you guys did roll it out, it was also January. And, you know, Tim and the guys learned a tough lesson that there's a lot. Clients every January many of them are renegotiating their fitness option, right? They've started in January with some promotion over at some point. And, you know, so every January, like that's when their renewals come up and, you know, If you're positioning a rate increase or global changes across your memberships at the same time they're renegotiating that membership in general, that's when you might end up with a slippery slope. You know, they might be willing to go try somewhere else because, you know, the fee's less or something like that. So
just to double down on that point, it hit us in the beginning because when we made the changes, it was in January, but then it hit us again the next January when all those annuals came up for renewal, double whammy. So we got nailed twice on that thing. Do it in the middle of the year.
Pick
a month, any month other than January, February, March, or October, November, December. Do it in between those quarter two and three. You'd be in way better shape than what we did.
And it might even be like, I mean, use what you know about your gym. I mean, we work with a lot of clients and a lot of gyms, I mean, East Coast, West Coast, Canada, where they actually get the opposite of our clients, right? Like this time of year, a lot of our type of clients are leaving Arizona's hot and they're going back to their home state in New York or Toronto or something like that. So your summer months might be increase or an influx. Ours is the slowest point. Yeah. I would do it at one of your slower periods, right? When you have less conversations to have, you got less people in the door all the time. roll those things out, and then, you know, come the busy time, you're ready and set up for
yeah,
success.
It's a good way to look at it. But yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. So write all your stuff down, figure out a way to cloak it. It is a benefit to both you and to the clients, and make all the changes all at once. Rip the damn bandaid off. The my clients won't thing can only last so long. Like, you're either going to die or you're going to grow. So like, just yeah. do it. Right.
And winning gym owners are intentional. And that's the thing, is like, these policy changes, I mean, we've worked with 15, 20 year gym owners that have like never revisited their policies. You know, it's been 10, 12, 15 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if it's everybody has something in their business like this that they can change, that you've been thinking about changing, you've wanted to change, you've been told you should, something like that, start gathering that list, be intentional with it, so that, you know, you as a business owner have a reason why the policy is that way. And I think that's a lot of the conversation with why clients have no problems. You know, there's no complaints. They just get it because it's really clear, easy yep. to understand, and intentional.
There you go. All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.